Hi, we're Bros Grim Punk.
Oh, no, I'm keeping that one.
It's time for the British to retreat. Those bands have kids doing the marijuana.
Norma says that drugs pacify the... I don't know, what is it? What is it?
Chill is a societal ill, Mr. Crandall.
Yeah.
Why could it be another freedom and soap?
Hey there, punk friends. We're firing up another episode of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, episode 420. We're going to get as cliche as possible over here at the BGP with my brother, the Mad Axe.
Stinking up the joint, and my brother, the DD Grimm.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I myself don't condone the use. How can I make marijuana sound like a hardcore drug? I don't condone doing pot. Did it work?
The times have changed, man. Yeah. 2023, pot's kind of like the new cigarette, right?
Yeah, man. The old Mary Jane lost its mystique with me when it went legal. I don't know. This was for all our stoner friends of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. There's nothing wrong with a stoner friend.
Yeah, and everyone's vaping these days, right?
Oh, God.
So it's kind of like completely different scene, man. I don't even know what to say about it, but one thing I can say is there's a lot of cool punk rock songs about this topic, and that's why we're here today.
Oh, man, I just spilt my coffee everywhere.
Check out the coffee episode.
I got coffee literally from one end of the room to the next.
It's 4:15, so go back to 4:15, listen to an hour-long episode of all punk rock coffee songs. Frickin' shred.
Yeah, I just shredded everything.
There's no songs about spilled coffee, though. I don't remember.
Hating coffee, and I didn't want to drink it, but... we have so many rippers in this episode. Let's get going. We had we started out with the old Brother Grimm house band. Guttermouth did pot from 1993's 11-ounce EP. The infamous review over at Maximum Rock and Roll was that little EP right there. Health Hazard after that did Up and Smoke off of their discography 1993 through 1996. Loopy Scoops Jeff after that, from Indiana, Hammond, Indiana, his solo project, Jin.
And we hear there's some new stuff coming.
That was Reefer Madness off of the Hell Is Real LP, 2022. He messaged me a while back and he's got some new stuff cooking. I can't wait for that. We'll let Loop Scoops Jeff. It's his time to shine. We played his intro song as well. Legendary intro song for the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. And we close that first little batch of tunes out with our true original house band, Fight Music. Chico's Fight Music did Drink, Smoke, Fuck, Destroy off of Let Them Eat Cock, 2013.
That's a good one.
And in looping in the background is Sublime, cliche as can be. Good old Sublime. Disclaimer, there's a few in here. I know they're probably tobacco, like cigarette related tunes, like this next one. This is Retching Red from Oakland. They sent us some stuff a long time ago. This is Retching Red doing Smoke Yourself Sick off of Scarlet Whore of War, 2006.
We'll be right back. We don't even know any tunes yet, man.
What do you mean? Man, we have two rehearsals, man. Besides, it's just punk rock, man. You know, you don't have to know how to play. All you just gotta do is be a punk, man. We can do that.
It's fucking weed, man. It makes you fucking high and shit. It makes you bug out, man. You can sit there and you can feel really good about things, you know? You can sit there and be like, yeah, man, fuck yeah.
You're stoned, so you think everything has magical powers because you're engaged in marijuanical thinking, which is a phrase I made up that you can now use. You're welcome. Like marijuanical thinking, like, I don't know, man. This music, it's a little too marijuanical for me.
Yeah. Don't never buy no weed from the gas station, bro. If the nigga ain't in your contacts, don't never go to the gas station, bro. I went up there at 11 o'clock last night, tried to give me some weed, bro. I smoked that shit, woke up, my motherfucking eye was right here, and my other eye still right here. Explain, bro. I got to go look for this nigga, bro. What the fuck did you say to me, bro? Look at me, bro. I'm hideous.
We're back, episode 420 of the Brothers Grimm podcast. I forgot to mention, check out the Bros Grimm every Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Cali time over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com. And every Fridays and Saturdays at
Ripper Radio.
Yep, 7 p.m. Cali time as well.
And we just might debut a new song on the next Punk Rock Demo. We're hoping.
Maybe. You got a lot of listeners over there, Jack, at the Punk Rock Demo. So stay tuned if you listen to Jack's show every Monday. He has a brand new show Monday, 7 p.m. Cali time.
I'm getting close to 1,000 episodes over there. So we got some catching up to do.
Yeah. Maybe we will start hitting these half-hour shows again and catch up in a couple weeks. The set list, we were going to get pretty grindy and power violence-y at times. That whole last set was pretty shreddy. We have Smokin' Sam Babin in the background doing something off of Volume 4 Stoner Punk from 2020. Bulimia. That says it's a brand new one. 2023. Gas Station Weed, you just heard.
And this is where I have to do the shameless plug for the YouTube playlist, man, because that was the first time I had heard this one, right? You hadn't heard it before. I was like, oh man, you gotta hear this one. But I doubt we've played Bulimia in the past.
No, we gotta look them up and see what other kind of stuff they have.
But good stuff there, and check out the playlist. We'll throw a link on the old blog spot, Brothers Grimm Podcast. .blogspot.com.
Get over there, check it out. Get over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts is going to be no longer after the first of the year or something like that.
It's going to be why
YouTube Music. You can check out all your favorite podcasts over at YouTube Music. Why would they do that?
Really? That's interesting. Maybe
stay tuned for that.
Better way to link our podcast to the old playlists or something,
or it'll just turn into a fucking copyright nightmare. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. Bulimia, you just heard, doing Gas Station Weed. And then before that, Niall Baxter, of course, did Roll That Shit, Light That Shit, Smoke That Shit off of Niall Baxter's Farewell Discog tape from 2015. Before that, Fetus Christ did the A Curse of the Mind off of Weed Grinder from 2011. Cannabis Corpse, of course, old Tank Crimes right there. That was Dead by Bong off of Beneath the Grow Light Shout Rise.
Those guys have so many weed-themed songs, man. Is that all their songs?
They're one of those bands. I pretty much think so, yeah.
I think so, too, because a couple albums I checked out was like, I didn't even know what to choose from for the playlist.
No.
Because I just chose the shortest song.
They're all just shredders.
And they have some ballads, man.
They're all marijuana ballads. Dope Mess, before that, did Smoke Us Out off their 420 split from 2021. And Apathetic Ronald McDonald, before that, did Omar Where's My Weed off their split 7-inch 2006. I don't know who the split's with, darn it. Spit Puddle from Seattle before that. That was about the noisiest stuff you could imagine. That was Dis Weed off of Tax Season from last year. One of the best ones from last year. Another one, another great one from last year before that. San Francisco's George Costanza did Smoke off of Billionaire Blast Off, and Retching. Oakland's old Retching Red started that one out. You know, we always play some new stuff, so there's some of this that doesn't fit the...
Are you stretching it a little?
Or? Yeah, well, we're not really stretching it. We might just be taking a break.
Oh, I see. You're just playing some new shit.
Yeah, we're playing some new shit, taking a little break from the 420 thing. Don't want to get too crazy over here. This is Aliens Perjure from Brazil. They're going to do Collecting Smoke at Via Bactia off of the Creations Saga. Get all these new 2023 licks over at Bandcamp.
Of course.
Hey man, I'm American, man. Shit, man, I'm from Detroit.
Get over here.
Hey man, I'm over here.
Shut up, punk.
Welcome back, Brothers Grimm Punkcast 420 special.
Indeed, and we kind of strayed away from the theme there, but that's always good to take a little break.
We can't get too crazy over here.
Well, isn't there like 450 new songs you're trying to play?
Yeah, they're just stacking up week after week after week. It's like the tip of the iceberg. Goes halfway through 2024. And still be buying stuff from 2023. So slow it down out there. And the Bros Grimm themselves, we have a bunch of licks already lined up for 2024.
Heck yeah, man.
Upcoming album, 2024 album.
Might actually be able to, I had hoped for like one release a year. Might even be able to do a couple releases a year.
Let's do
we
it.
We can stay on track, right?
As long as we don't throw our back out too many times.
That's going to be happening more and more, I think.
Yep. Like I said, we kind of strayed away from the theme, but that last one you just heard was Eureka, California. Not too many punkish bands from Eureka. They had one that fit the bill. This is a brand new one from them. I Got High and Listened to Sum 41.
That is a hilarious title, man.
Yeah, that was the Brand Dead Rejects off their demo. That was from Eureka, California. I don't know if that was just in the right side I was hearing, or it was definitely demo-ish quality stuff there.
Might be a
little
funky, that one. Yeah, for sure.
Not too many bands out of Eureka. Good job. And the rest of that was pretty D-beat-ish. Taunt from Albuquerque before that did Disharmony off their demo. Phosphor from France before that did Sedate. Not good at French over here. And Cabarde before that from Phoenix, Arizona did Fight Back off of Overdose Culture. We got a Halloween special lined up for you in a couple weeks.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Brazil's Alien Purger. Stuck with the theme with a brand new one from them. Get all those over at Bandcamp. Let's get right in back into the old weed related tunes with Loopy Scoop Jeff doing another one of his solo projects. This is Zoop doing Smoking off of his demo 2.
Right. all you know, I could be a savant programmer who got screwed after my startup went bust.
I'm so sorry. Are you?
What? No! I spend all of my time getting fucked up on a bunch of crack.
Oh, good for you. Mm. Wanna smoke some crack?
I thought you meant getting high.
Change the
riding right along on the Brothers Grimm Punkcast 420 special. Give us an email. Send us the Bros Grimm some shit over to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com.
Send us music. Send us lyrics. We'll create a song for you.
Yeah. Oh, new podcast alert. We have Never Mind the Broadcast. Here's Izzy Smut. Go get that over on Spotify Podcasts. I think in RSS.com, something like that. But great show, man. She has interviews. She has a good format. Spreading the love of punk.
Yeah, I like that style of talking, playing one song, talking, playing one song.
Fucking great,
at least,
man.
The couple episodes I listened to were that format. So, hell yeah, good stuff.
She's doing a good job. We got in contact with her. And that's one thing, if I had one gripe, not much podcast love out there amongst the fellow podcasters. Kind of weird, the punk podcasters. You just heard the Bugs, the good old Bugs right there. They did Back on the Weed off of their self-titled.
Gotta love the Bugs.
Common Ignorance before that did Smoke This off of Control from 2013. Unholy Thoughts before that did Whiskey, Weed, Girls, and Speed off of The Attic 2012. Pink Turds in Space, of course, can't miss that one. That was off, that was Marijuana Paranoia.
Yeah, band shreds, man.
Yeah, that's off their split with Sedition, split LP. Talk about bands that shred. That's one right there, Pink Turds in Space. Dis John before that did After the Bomb Hits from Blunt Smoke Night 2018. They have the cover this week on the Blogspot. Go check it out. Random Killing before that did Killer Weed off of This Whole World 2018 as well. God Bless America, weird name for punk band, but that shredded. That was Kill for Weed off of Not Quite Hard Enough 2015.
I'm thinking might be a little sarcastic, that name.
Yeah, definitely.
But that song is awesome, man. Love it.
BCF before that did How High Can a Punk Get from 2013 self-titled EP. That is No Patience Records from Australia. And good old Loopy Scoops Jeff started that one out with Smoking. One more set. You have Sacred Reich in the background doing Sweet Leaf from 1987. Let's do one more set and get out of here. This is Party Force. They're going to do Drink, Skate, Smoke off their debut Party Force 7-inch 2020.
What a fucking nerd.
Oh, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
Let's wrap this up over at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast 420 special. I think you've all had enough at this point. but you got good old Hank 3 cooling it down, closing it out. We didn't really start cooling it down and closing it out. That was a birthday song for the Mad Axe himself we just heard right there from the Domestics. It was Fuck Your Birthday, dude.
I am way too old, and I was telling you there are so many good punk birthday songs, so we'll have to have a block sometime in the future. Sure, you've done it before, but
we've never done that before, but plenty of birthdays to come. I hope there's plenty of birthdays to come, man.
right.
So happy birthday.
Thank you. And lots of October birthdays, man. So for whatever reason, people get a little wild in, January?
January?
Yeah.
I guess
it's
so, man.
Cold outside or something? I don't know.
That was the Domestics off of this brand new one from the Domestics, UK's Domestics, East Anglian Hardcore. Bourbon and Schwartz before that did 420 off of Weed at Walmart. I mean, Weed and Walmart go together like pizza and beer. Gooka before that did Up and Smoke off their Chaos 7-inch EP from Partners in Crime Records. Watsonville's Ex Grifo X before that did Oda a la Marijuana off of Choke. They're split with Choke. Negative F and Energy before that did Nothing Is Over, Sometimes You Eat the Weed off of Budokan Rex.
Is that like a reference to the gummies or?
Possibly. Yo Skunt before that did Beer, Sex, Weed off of Yo Yo Yo, and Party Force started that one out.
Can't go wrong with skate songs, drinking songs, or smoking songs, right? So get all of those in one there.
Remember, friends, go check out PunkBot138 over on Instagram. Gives you weekly updates to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast and tags lots of good bands, lots of cool labels. Until next time, let's cool down and close it out with San Francisco's own. You'll love this band. This is Buzzed Light Beer. They're going to do Fat, Pregnant, Stoned off of their self-titled from 2018. It's Us Against the World.
Long live punk.
Find a good reason. I'm
too. Brothers Grimm, fuck yeah.